This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Good morning, my friend. It is Thursday, the 7th day of May, 2015. I'm Terry Tote, and welcome to a special Thursday morning talk show here on WSMI AM 1540. We have in studio with us John and Susie Gaylor, Paul Stewart, Sam Whitlow. We're talking about our good friend who we lost just a little while ago, Kathy Dagan, and the impact that she had not only on the city of Hillsborough, but on Old Settlers in particular. And I think that was the first thing that probably popped into my mind when I heard that Kathy had passed away. And I don't know about you, Susie. How about you? Was that one of the first things that came to your mind?
Yes, because Kathy knew everything about Old Settlers, what to do when, and how to motivate people. And not only that, but she loved it and liked to see it go off without a hitch every year.
And John Gaylor, she was the person that had the answers. I mean, 99% of the time, if somebody had a question, was go ask Kathy.
Yeah, precisely. Many times it was like we're all on autopilot. You have your little functions to do and everything goes. But when there's something that was running amiss or was running behind schedule or just wasn't there to be taken care of, Kathy'd be there. I mean, she'd be right there. And I remember the turtle races that the Sertoma Club runs all the time on Sundays. You know, we always have these ribbons we have to pass out to the kids. And, you know, whether we always like to get everything organized and have everything in place before we start, there's no ribbons. But you get 4 minutes before that event starts, and there's Kathy with the bag of ribbons, and it's all set to go. So.
And Sam, I know you've been involved in all sorts of different aspects of showing cars and everything, and I know that Kathy, and over the years, the Old Settlers Committee has added events, and this is, you know, you basically had to convince Kathy it was the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first took over the car show, the guy for me gived it up, and she wanted to know if I would do it, and I said, yeah, I'll try it. So here I am, and then I married Barb, and she partnered in with me, and we've been running it ever since. So,
and Paul Stewart is also joining us in studio today. Paul, I think one of the great things about Kathy was just her organizational skills. She seemed to have to be able to compartmentalize things. And
yeah, she was always there. She came through with stuff that we didn't even know we had to do, and we could make a phone call to Kathy, and she's got it. She was always ahead of all of us, it seemed like. So we're kind of at a loss this year, but we're going to make it.
Was there a time that she would throw out an idea, or somebody would throw out an idea, and then she'd come back and say, now wait?
Yeah, many
times. Did that ever happen?
Many times.
Yeah. Because
she was a good leader and teacher, and everything else went along with it.
Yeah, and not only, you know, we talk about Kathy and Old Settlers, but she served the city of Hillsborough and you know, kids for years and years and years and years and years, and was just a great, great citizen of the city of Hillsborough.
Yeah, so. School teacher. I don't even know how many years she had in that, but she was my kid's school teacher when they went through grade school at Beckemeyer. So
yeah.
She'd been around and helped the city and the kids for a lot of years.
She, I guess for the lack of a better term, she was a big personality, wasn't she, John?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, people don't realize this, but since the early 70s, she and Roy's wife,
Nancy
Hurdle, did the Halloween parade also, and that directly rated right out of the classroom. And so, you know, we figured she was with Old Settlers 27 or 28 years, but I'm sure she taught much longer than that. But she loved kids. She liked to be part of kids and do things for kids. And I think that's how Old Settlers evolved for her, and that's how she got into it.
And I don't think she ever really grew up from being a kid. I mean, there was a lot of kid in her, right?
Oh, yeah, well, the Old Settlers said she'd always dress up. I mean, yeah. She was always in costume. And
made a trip faithfully to Florida every year to Disney, and it was like, I think her and her sister had season passes. So it was quite a kid.
Kind of keeps the blood flowing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sam, if we could get to you, what are a couple of things maybe that you remember most about Kathy and working with her in the Old Settlers and any other sort of endeavor?
Well, in past years, she kept me in charge of two things, going to Taylorville and getting the golf carts and taking them back, and then I was the porta potty man. I had to get the porta potties and get them in the right spots, and she always asked me, she said, you got them covered? And I said, yeah.
And we laugh about that. But when you have
an event, these are important aspects that need to be dealt with. And if somebody doesn't do them, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. So she kept you right on task.
Yeah.
And I guess she was right to the point. I mean, you knew exactly what she wanted, right? Paul, how about you? A couple things maybe about Kathy, her personality, how she worked?
I knew Kathy through Old Settlers, and I also did work for her at her house. I'm a contractor, and we became friends that way, so we had a lot of time together over the last 25 or 6 years.
Probably a lot of crazy ideas that got tossed out, maybe.
At times.
And then said, well, on second thought.
You're right.
Maybe that's not such a good idea.
No, I think you're right there. She was a good person.
Yeah. How about John? A couple things?
I think a lot of one of the more interesting ones, the program that's always printed every year. Many times over, that was kind of like an autopilot also, and Mary was a big part of that with Kathy, but... You know, they'd show up with the journal maybe the day before it's supposed to be printed, and we've got to scramble to get it all done. But like I said, everybody knew what had to be done and how to do it, but it was always fun working in it. In fact, in the old days, it was all kind of cut and paste and put everything together, so it took a lot longer. And now with the computers, you can have last year's right there, and it's really easy just to change ads out. You know, the programs, for most part, that was just changing timing and just, you know, little details on it, because it's... pretty similar year to year, but the ads and stuff, they were the complicated part to really make go. And then we'd always supply all these pictures for her. That was a long part. She'd want every picture we took. And so then that would be the sorting process for what they want to do. And like I said, years ago, we'd have them all out in the pile, and you could just sort through the pictures. When it gets electronic, it's a little bit different then, because you can only bring them up one at a time on the screen. But the two girls really did a really, really good job. And I don't know if we've discussed that yet. Mary's going to take over for this year. And I really think that's a tribute to her sister, and she knows what's going on. She worked with her side by side, it's just going to be a very nice thing. The continuity will be there. It will be good that way.
Yeah, I guess that's the best, most important thing, Susie, that the continuity is going to be there, and like minds, for lack of a better term.
Well, and I think the thing that I always thought about Kathy was the leadership skills. Our Old Settlers meetings never last more than an hour. Everybody did their committee report, and Kathy had faith that she'd pick the right people. They got the job done, and then she took care of all the other things, and she just was a great leader.
How long was she associated with the Old Settlers?
At least 27 or 28 years.
Okay, okay. And what was the biggest change from the time that she started with the association to now? Was there a couple of things maybe that stand out that really was her fingerprint on the celebration?
Well, all I can really think of was with the finances. I mean, when they took over, they were in debt, and they had to get out of debt. In fact, they had to borrow the first year just to put off Old Settlers. And that's a commitment to the community, that the community will back something like that also. But then, you know, they find a way to tighten some things. And it is an expensive proposition, though. I mean, people just don't realize how much money it costs. And the Queens actually represent, I don't know, maybe 30%, 25-30% of the revenue that has to take place to make Old Settlers happen. So, you know, she was a thinker. And I think the footprint I like to think on Kathy was the fact that it just rolled. I mean, really, once she was in several years, it just really rolled. You know, there's always a few hiccups here and there. But she took care of most of those without any real great details. But I really think getting the thing financially sound again and making it so that you were confident that you could, it's not a big crisis all the time to put it on. It went into a system, and the system rolls, and the wheels start moving, and things happen. And that's hard to do, especially on an event that looks rather spontaneous when it all happens, you know, with the parade and everything on Thursday night. It looks like, oh, this thing just happened. Well, it doesn't kind of work. It really doesn't work that way.
And to me, Old Settlers was, and of course the other communities have their celebrations and their homecomings and their get-togethers, but Old Settlers was kind of the end of the summer thing. You know, school was ready to start. It was Old Settlers. You know, it was in the county seat. And before there was ever a Montgomery County Fair again, that was kind of the county fair type sensation, at least the way I looked at it for years.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of cool, too, because it was midweek. I mean, a lot of people say, well, it should be on the weekend. It's been in the middle for a variety of reasons for a long, 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 long time. and it's probably worked as good as it has because it is midweek. And if it was Hillsborough High School classes, I know mine's going to have my class reunion this year. They all work around Old Settlers, and it's just amazing. There'll be 10, 11, 12 high school classes on that weekend or the weekend before or after Old Settlers. So people come back for it. But like I said, it is a lot of county people come to it too because it is just, it's a nice evening, and the parade's always good. And I never have done a really good crowd estimate, but it's, you know, it's thousands of people show up in downtown Hillsborough on Thursday night. It's just incredible. It really is incredible.
It's elbow to elbow.
It
really is.
It's just unbelievable.
And you have some entertainment out there. The place is packed with lawn chairs for as far as you can see. And, I think the entertainment value has gotten a lot better over the years as well.
Yeah, they've done. I think you know, it's funny though. I think we've put a lot of more talent or better talent maybe on the stages. I don't know if it's accepted as well. I think a lot of people get together, those settlers. You know, you just walk down the street and you see somebody you haven't seen in 15 years, and you see these people. It's really kind of a get together, and it's a get together for people of all ages. It isn't just the carnival rides for the kids and stuff. It's just that's what I find that you see people you don't get to see otherwise, and everybody's having a good time. And you know, you share a lemon shake up or a fish sandwich or whatever it is, and just it's a carnival, but it's really, really fun, and it is what Hillsborough is too. So,
is there going to be perhaps a special moment at Old Settlers this year? Has anybody discussed that sort of thing?
We haven't really came up with anything yet, but we need to consider that. That would be a good idea.
We did talk a little bit at our last meeting about dedicating some benches up on the square where the Lincoln statue is, and having some sort of a memorial to Kathy at some point during the celebration, and very much deserved.
And we forget about the Lincoln statue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, no, that's very big in that. Absolutely.
She was all, I mean, it was it. That was her idea. Yeah. And
I think the biggest thing was, well, what way should Abe face? You know, and you want to be able to take a picture with the historic courthouse in the background, or not? You know, and I think that was probably as much of a discussion point as anything.
I was on the committee, and it was a discussion point, but really it wasn't a hard decision. I mean, it was just that's kind of cool. It's so different. I like it. I mean, I like the decision then. I like the decision now. And there's a few people that still probably don't understand it, but you know, you walk on that plaza and you walk right there, and it's just, you walk around and go look at Lincoln in front of it. Yeah, that's exactly what it's got to be.
And how many times do you go around that historic courthouse and you see somebody stand there?
Oh yeah.
And then a guy, you know, somebody with a camera, they're taking a picture.
Oh.
Well, and it's perfect. I mean, it worked out just like it was supposed to.
But this was totally her idea. I mean, she was the one that was the impetus for this whole thing, and it took other organizations. It was a community effort to build it, but it started with Kathy and with Old Settlers. I mean, that's really where it came from. And Old Settlers can kind of, it works there because Old Settlers is on that footing and on that footprint pretty big.
We were talking about our late friend Kathy Dagan, who we will miss, certainly, and what a big footprint she left in the city of Hillsborough, involved in many different things. As we get ready to wrap up the program, maybe a final thought, Sam, from you about Kathy and the work she did.
She's a great woman. What kind of tickled me, I got the Old Settlers Choice Trophy, and she goes up and down, trying to pick her car out. And that's what used to tickle me, what she picked out and stuff. Kathy was a great woman.
Paul Stewart?
Sam mentioned the car show. Last year, she was sick at the time, and he got a hold of me and had me help him pick out the winner for the car show, and I had no idea how difficult of a job that was. I was really felt nervous, and I was afraid of doing the wrong thing with the wrong person, but it worked out good, and there was a lot of good choices to choose from.
Susie, how about you?
I just remember I do the household science, and it always amazed me that Kathy was everywhere at Old Settlers time. She visited all the booths, the art show, the car show, household science, and she was just everywhere and having a good time. She just loved Old Settlers.
John?
I just think it's amazing that she put it all together all the time. You might worry about what's going to happen and how it's going to get done. And like I said, as a committee, we always feel like we're on autopilot doing our thing, and they are. But at the same time, there's little things here and there, and she was always there. She was always there to make sure things were okay and that things were running right. And like I said, I guess my best memory of her, though, is just with a big smile. She'd always had a big smile when she was talking to you, and she really, really did appreciate the community and all the people involved with it.
And what an ambassador for the city of Hillsboro.
Yeah. Yes.
She really was a terrific person.
She always had a goal to want to get the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile in our parade.
Yeah.
out there listening to this can help us. We put it in her honor and dedicate that whole evening to Kathy.
So we want to get the Wienermobile from Oscar Mayer in the parade.
Okay. She wrote to them every year.
Really?
Apparently real difficult to do, so if anybody can help us, give us a call.
Okay. Well, there, we've thrown out the challenge. We'll see what we can do, Paul. That's an interesting concept there. Paul Stewart, John Susie Gaylor, Sam Wetlow, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here. I just wanted to make sure we mentioned Kathy, and we were so fond of her. It was a lot of fun to get together with her when we talked about Old Settlers, and certainly a lady who we will miss. But she left such a great legacy and left everything in such good shape that Old Settlers will roll on and survive for a long, long time. So thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you,
Terry.
And that's it for our special edition of the Thursday Talk Show here on WSMI AM 1540. I'm Terry Tote.